Bragg Creek is giving members of the community and surrounding areas an opportunity to take part in the Winter in the Woods event on January 27. The event will run all day at the Bragg Creek Community Center, and will feature a variety of indoor and outdoor activities. President of the Bragg Creek Community Center, Cher Hayes, said the event is a Canadian winter, small-town celebration that aims to raise money for the upkeep of their ice rink. "We're actually going to be doing a full overhaul of the rink this coming year, so that's quite exciting for us," Hayes said. Outside on the ice, Hayes said a variety of hockey games and activities will take place throughout the day. "During the day, we will have hockey games with the Bragg Creek Bears, we're going to have family skating, and we will have human curling, which is an absolute riot," Hayes said. "Then we have our grudge match locally between the Redwood Bucks and the Powderhorn Pistols." Hayes added that the event will be featuring a brand new event that aims to support Camp Easter Seals through a partnership with Hockey for Horizon. "They have NHL alumni coming, who will be playing hockey, and people can pay to play with these high-level players," she said. Indoors, Hayes said the center will host a market that will feature a variety of vendors. "And our ladies' auxiliary will be providing chili dogs, and there's also going to be a beer garden," Hayes added. Despite very cold weather during last year's event, Hayes said a highlight for her was seeing the community come together. "At 5 p.m. at night we had our local hockey game, and all these people were standing out in the freezing cold singing, 'O Canada,' and watching an outdoor hockey game," Hayes said. "It was a really wonderful community moment, so I look forward to have Canadians feel like we are part of our outdoor Canada." In the event the weather hits below minus 10 C, Hayes said certain activities will be shifted indoors to combat cold temperatures. Hayes said she would like to extend a special thanks to their team lead, Dave Rupert, who is supported by the founder of the event, Brian Robertson. She would also like to say thanks to the many community businesses who help support them as well.